Glory. My husband and his first wife once sang Handel's Messiah at Carnegie Hall, with 300 others who also had read the ad for the sing-along, and this is why I know the word glory is not sung by the chorus, although that is what we hear. In fact, the choir sings glaudi, glaudi, while it seems that glory unfurls there, like glory itself. My husband sings for me. My husband tells me they practiced for an hour, led by a short man with glasses, a man who made them sing glory twice, so they could hear it fold back upon itself, swallow itself in so many mouths in the grand hall. Then he taught them glaudi, a distortion that creates the right effect, like Michelangelo distorting the arms of both God and Adam so their fingertips can touch. My husband and his first wife and 300 others performed at 5 o'clock, the Saturday before Christmas, for a small audience of their own heavy coats, for a few ushers arrived early, leaning on lobby doors. But mostly they sang for themselves, for it is a joy to feel song made of the body's hollows. I do not know if their marriage this day was still good, or whether it seemed again good as they sang. I prefer to think of the chorus conductor, who sang with them. He sang all the parts, for love, not glory, or what seemed to be glory, to those who wandered in and stood at the back of the hall and listened.